You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are joining us for the very first time tonight. Welcome. We're glad to have you. And by the way, make that a habit. It's a good, good habit to get into. Now, a couple of things that I need to, well, one thing that I need to go over, a little housekeeping thing, still having to do with all these hack attacks we had. We seem to have gotten through them, and I think everything on the site is working, but if you find something that isn't, please let me know. Now, one of the things that we reinstalled was a way for you to subscribe to the K-Files e-zine, because a lot of you are subscribed to our newsletter, but you haven't been getting it. And over the past week and a half, 2 weeks, and that may be as a result of these hack attacks. So if you were subscribed, you were getting it, and then you're not, you may want to go over to our website, kevinsmithshow.com, and resubscribe, all right? Now, we tried that yesterday. There was apparently an error on the page that was not a hack attack problem. That was a pilot error from the webmaster, and that has been fixed. So go over there and resubscribe. All right, in the news, I guess you probably have already heard about this ivory sculpture that was found in Germany, and they think it's the world's oldest sculpture of the human form. It goes back about 35,000 years. They say at least 35,000 years. And it's pretty interesting about this because as I read this article about the find of, you know, the discovery of this little figurine, if you will. It's about 2.4 inches long, and but the discovery and what's being said about it, it almost seems as if they had read my book, Gods in the Garden, or they watched the seminar. I'm not sure which one. Actually, they didn't do either. But they talk about the Neanderthals living at the same time as this figurine was carved. However, this was not found in a Neanderthal strata of the sediment. And here's what it, listen to this. This is Nicholas Conard from the University of Tübingen. He's an archaeologist, and this is a quote. It is 100% certain that by the time we get to 40,000 years ago in Swabia, or Swabia, which of course is southern Germany, we're dealing with people just like you and me. And Then there's a further statement here. It says Neanderthals also lived in Europe around the time the sculpture was carved and frequented the Hohlfels cave. That's where it was found. But Mellors said layered deposits left by both species over thousands of years proved the sculpture was crafted by humans, thus again making the distinction between us and Neanderthals. Pretty cool. My guest is Glynis McCants, and she's going to join us here online in just a moment, as soon as we come back from this break. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Glynis McCants is my guest this evening, and Glynis McCants is well-known all around this planet, and we're delighted to have her with us. She's been studying numerology for the past 19 years and uses the Pythagoras number system, which is over 2,500 years old. After doing 12,000 readings, Glynis wrote the book, Glynis Has Your Number. She is the creator of the numerology kit, the individual reading chart, and the program called Are We Soulmates? You've probably seen her on television. You've probably seen her in some publications. And I actually remember seeing her on the Tony Danza show. Glynis believes that knowledge is power, and when you have someone's name and date of birth, you can discover who they really are. Glynis McCants, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Hi, Kevin. It's good to be here.
Glynis, I think probably our audience has, I think virtually everyone in the audience has at least a sort of vague idea of what numerology is, what it's all about. But why don't we start there? What is numerology? And by the way, who started it?
Well, numerology is a science of numbers. It is 2,500 years old, and Pythagoras was the creator of the system. Most people know Pythagoras through mathematics, like the Pythagorean theorem in geometry.
Mm-hmm.
And what he basically believed is that everything in the universe has vibration, especially humans. And what he did was attach the numbers 1 through 9 to the vibration and gave traits for each number. So when I look at somebody, there are three numbers in a name, three numbers in a birth date. Those six numbers are like a blueprint of who you are. And this all came from Pythagoras. What I love about it is if you see on paper, I can literally write down the numbers and tell you if you're compatible with somebody or someone is toxic to you, which is extremely valuable information.
Now, in your book, in articles, and in appearances on shows like this, mm-hmm. you have talked about a person's life path number.
Correct.
What is
we
that?
We all have a life path number. And again, as I said, the number, no matter how big a number gets, you always reduce it to one digit in numerology, with the exception of the master numbers 11 and 22. That's a little different, but I do ultimately say it falls into the family of 2 or 4, because 11, 1 plus 1 is 2, 22, 2 plus 2 is 4. So the numbers are 1 through 9, as I said. And by the way, if these people listening, if they go to numberslady.com and click on the menu that says numbers, they can literally break down their own birth date. And they can also follow along right now, because I'm going to go ahead and use Tom Hanks as an example of how to find your life path number.
Okay.
Okay. So Tom Hanks' birthday is 7/9/1956. And what you do is break it straight across. So you literally go 7 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 6 equals 37. Then you continue. 3 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So that means Tom Hanks is a one life path. And ones are very determined people. They're the ones who strive to be number one at what they do. And what's interesting, Kevin, is Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man, they're all one life paths. And look how well they're doing in their business, their chosen profession.
My life path must be 9.
Your life path actually is a 4. And a 4 means seeking knowledge, a strong need to know. And whenever you learn something new, you want to share it with other people, which makes sense what you do for a living.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true.
That's the 4 life path. But let me say, for those listening, if they did just add theirs up and get like 28, then they continue. 2 + 8 = 10. 1 + 0 = 1. Now, I will give you a brief definition of each number, because as I said, it's only 1 through 9. So if you're a 1 life path, you're independent and self-motivated. A 2 life path seeks love, peace, and harmony. They don't want conflict. A 3 life path is a communicator. If they don't express themselves verbally or on written paper or something, they'll burst. They're not happy. A 4 life path seeks knowledge, and there's actually a logical side to the number saying A plus B must equal C.
Mm-hmm.
A 5 life path is freedom, fun, adventure, never a dull moment. Now, for the record, Kevin, you were also born on a 5-day, so there is a part of you that's very spontaneous and can fly by the seat of your pants. You literally go back and forth with that characteristic.
That is so accurate.
Yes.
That is just phenomenal.
Yeah, because you're born on a 5-day and you're a 4 life path, so that's like 2 people instead of just 1. And I'm going to do a chart on you in a moment, but I'll just continue with these numbers to say that. So a 5 life path we know is high energy. A 6 is magnetic. This is a number we're drawn to. It tends to be a parent number. So they either have children or they have pets that they take care of and treat like their children, or they run companies and everyone who works for them is family. So that's the 6. The number 7 is the one who's supposed to find faith, and they have to be careful. 7s either thank God or think they're God. So that's a tricky number, and believe me, once you get to know these numbers, you'll find out who those people are in your life, Kevin. The number 8 is here to master money. It's a financial security number. It's the political number in that they are strong in their opinions, so they often are fighting for their cause or what they believe. The number 9 is the humanitarian. It is considered an old soul number. So, like, if you had a child that was a 9 life path, they already seem beyond their years when they're little kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works. And again, that's just the life path number, which is the first and most important number for fulfillment. But as I said before, there are 3 numbers in your name, 3 numbers in your birth date that give you that blueprint of who you are.
Okay. Now, the natural question that follows that is, now I'm pretty astounded by what you told me just so far about me.
Right, but let me tell you about your chart.
Well, first let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll do my chart. Just like with astrology, the natural question is, so does that really have any impact on us?
Oh, yeah, huge. Here's the thing. If you do not follow the goal of a life path number, like if you don't focus on that part of your life, you're not going to be happy. So, example would be I've had like an accountant who was a 4 life path and they were trying to make a living, you know, to get that steady paycheck, but they had a 3 in their soul, which was the need to perform. And I asked him, this is a guy in particular I'm thinking of, his name was Brad, and I said, well, what, don't you have a creative streak in you? He's like, I play guitar every single night when I go home. I sing, I write. I said, then go for it. So what he wound up doing is just doing a coffee shop where he put a little thing out for donations. Well, it was ridiculous. He became like a sensation. Everyone would come to the coffee shop just to listen to him play his guitar and sing. Long story short, that's what he does for a living now. So if he didn't know that that number was in his chart, he wouldn't have taken the chance.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, so it's like knowledge is power in this case.
Now, before you do my chart,
uh-huh.
Let me tell the audience, this is the first time you and I have talked.
Oh, absolutely.
And in fact, I misdialed your number right before the show. And, I was really fearful that we were not going to get you on because I got a fax machine. And, had to just, really think about, now, wait a minute, this can't be right. And I rechecked the number and I had misdialed. And
right.
So I got you on like 1 minute before showtime.
Correct. But do you know about Mercury, when Mercury goes into retrograde? Are you familiar with that term?
Yeah, I am.
Well, right now we are in retrograde, and what the breakdown is communication. So I don't know about you, but I've had a ton of technical difficulties in the last few weeks.
The past week and a half has been webmaster's hell over at the Kevin Smith Show.
Well, I'm telling you, that is Mercury in retrograde, because what it affects is communication. So that means every venue, whether it's online, working on your website, dealing with people online, or your telephone, any way that you're trying to get your point across, there's a lot of misconception happening. Well, the good news is, evidently, late tonight, like midnight, it finally goes direct, and we get out of this mess that we've been in for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that'll be great. That'll be great. Okay, now, again, for the audience, you do have some prior knowledge of me, and that is through email you asked for my birth date.
Yes.
And I provided my birth date, and I think that's it.
And the name you go by.
And the name that I go by, yeah.
Right. The name we go by, see, a lot of people are under the perception that if it's their birth certificate name that tells them the most about them. That's not true. They will get a destiny number, which is an important number, and that's explained in my book, Glennis Has Your Number. But the most telling number is the name we use right now, because that's the vibration you put out. When you say, hi, I'm Kevin Smith, that's what you're putting out to people when they meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
So here it is. You have a 5 in your soul, and that means you are a natural detective, Kevin. You always dig for truth. You're always trying to get to the bottom line of what's really going on. That comes from your 5. And when you figure it out, it puts you in a good mood. The other thing is, as I said before, you were born the 14th, which is also a 5, because 1 plus 4 is 5. That means you have double 5 in your chart. So do you get to travel?
These days, no. But I have either lived in, worked in, or traveled to 30 countries.
Right. Well, when you're on that adventure, like when you travel, that's a good time for you, Kevin. Every time you do it, you come back a little wiser. Like you always have some sort of breakthrough of information you need. So when I hear that you're not moving around as much as you did, I would encourage you to get back out there and do it, because it's actually really good in your numerology. What's funny, the 4 life path is not the number that travels. Like a 4 just stays still. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that like to have a home and a safe place to be. But because you've got double 5, that's the other part that says, I got to get out of here. I got to go play. I need to find some form of escape. And then you have an 8. So the 8 tells me you learn the hard way. You know, sometimes your lessons can be difficult. And you are honest, Kevin. If someone is dishonest with you, it's better you just end the friendship. Once they've betrayed your trust, it's nearly impossible for you to just drop it and trust them again. And if you ask me, it would be foolish on your part anyway, because when they really betray you, you're the kind of guy that if I told you something bad, you'd just try to help me. But if I do it behind your back, that's when you get upset.
Right on target.
Yes. Well, those are your numbers. So what's beautiful about numerology, as they say, for me, there's no such thing as a stranger if I've got your number. If I've got your birthday and your name, I know who you are. And the good news is I wrote a book. It's called Glennis Has Your Number. If they go to numberslady.com and click on the Amazon.com link, the book's there for 32% off, so they may as well take advantage. It's a wonderful book, and it shows them how to read people the way I am right now.
Okay, so let me ask you this, see, there are things about me. I mean, it's possible you could know. I mean, let's just be honest. It's possible you could know some things about me because I do this show every night. But I don't think you're probably like me. You're too busy to listen to everybody's shows.
How about I've been writing a book for the last 5 months, and you know what it's like when you write a book. You're in a cave.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is
that's
true.
All. I've been writing a new book, so no, I don't know anything about you. But here's the thing. I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing this over 21 years and writing, this is my third book on the subject, you really get a sense of people. It's a lovely thing, but it would be like cheating. Why bother? If I did research on you, boy, is that a waste of my time.
Well, look, everything you said is exactly true.
Yes.
What you may or may not know about me, I am a lifelong law enforcement officer. I was a detective. And then I was an intelligence officer and then a commander.
Okay. I got to tell you, I know none of that, but I just got a chill when you said it, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
My background is comedy, because I'm a three life path, which is a natural comedian.
Uh-huh.
I would use numerology when I would roast people in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I roasted police officers or firemen, they were all four life paths, Kevin, just like you. And you have three fours in your chart. So you just blew my mind. I write about you in a heartbeat. That is so good.
Well, that and that is primarily why I was traveling. I was an international police officer.
Wow.
And whenever it's, you know, I work 30 days and then I get 6 days of leave time. And
wow.
I don't do that anymore, but that's what I did. Now, when I'm 30 days on, I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for leave time, it's party time.
That's right.
And so you just really, really nailed it.
And not to mention, it's two people. Because one part of you is just, boom, discipline. Like Spock, A plus B must equal C. What's the facts? Show me what's going on. But then your five's like, okay, time to play.
That's
fun. Where's the humor? It's getting too heavy. We got to laugh again. You go back and forth.
Well, that's true. When I go, people don't know this side of me, I guess. They know me from the show. But when my 6 days of leave time would roll around and it's time to party, if I go, let's say I decide, all right, I'm going dancing. It's dancing all night.
That's right.
Yeah.
We
start at 6:30 in the evening and the dance is over at 6:30 in the morning.
Right. Now, my question to you at this point is, did you find someone that you could settle down with or not?
Yes, but we, because of international political things going on, are separated. And not because we want to be, but we've been forced to be. So we're 8,000 miles apart.
So how often do you get to see each other?
Haven't seen her in 3 years.
Horrible.
It is horrible.
That is horrible.
I am imprisoned here in the land of the free.
Yeah. Well, here's, again, what I'd say. The five can handle a long-distance love. The four has a very difficult time with it. So that means when you stay busy, you just try to get your focus off it. But as with a four life path, your mind is a loop tape. When something's bugging you, Kevin, it pops back up again and again. No matter how busy you are, whatever's troubling you will resurface. Throughout the day.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. My wife and my son and stepson, I talk to them every day on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way I can stay sane. But look, let me ask you about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of these kind of people that I need to be married.
Well,
okay, I need to feel like I belong to somebody and that there's an anchor.
That's coming from your four. Now, I believe if you went to numberslady.com and looked up the life path number four, it would talk about the need for a commitment. A four life path does not like dating. Going back out there and reintroducing yourself to have a partner is not appealing to you.
That is true.
Yeah. So once a four has a partner, it's kind of like saying, okay, that part of my life is handled. Now I'm going to work on my business side. Because I will say,
we have to take a break, Glennis. It's taking over, so I'm sorry. We'll pick up right there, though, whenever we come back. All right, folks, we'll be back with the amazing Glennis McCants right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are talking this evening with Glennis McCants. Glennis, I had to cut you off in mid-sentence. Feel free to pick up where you were.
What I was saying is, with all those fours and eight, financial security is important to you. So when you think about the future, like this, the fact that you're not seeing your family, you definitely want to make sure they're taken care of and provided for.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from your birth numbers. So the other thing I have to tell you, the number 4 and 8 are the ones that kind of go through some hard lessons, like a little harder than others. Like some people seem to have a charmed life where they just can win the lottery or whatever. That's not you. When you something good happens, you worked really hard to make it happen.
Well, that's true. You know, I know people that go into some form of show business. And whether they're hosting a talk show or they're doing stand-up comedy or whatever. And it just takes off, and man, things are great. All right, now, things are pretty great for me right now for the show. But it has been 9 hard Alcatraz years to get here.
Right. That's right. It has not just been easy, and that's what I'm talking about. But the good news about those numbers is your payoff does happen. It's like through the perseverance. Like this year, you're in a cycle of 6. 6 means you should be taking a look at the family, where you live. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
Apartment.
Right. So the apartment.
But let me give you this, though.
What?
Whenever we were together, I built a house, and they have a very nice house.
Right.
And I consider that my home is there, and I just work here.
But see, that's my point. Like, I knew the chances of you saying apartment would be because they have a home. You see, because you feel you're out here doing your job, but you're not where your heart is. You're not where your heart is.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's. But I would have to say it is in your numerology to be able to do that, because one thing you have learned in your life is to focus on whatever it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like to sit there in the pity pool or lament, that's not fun for you. It's like, you know what? I can't do that. I got to look at the good news here. Like, what am I trying to accomplish and what can this turn into?
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting that you're describing something that I put this way, and this happened when I was in my late 20s. I was going through a really tough time, and I had absolutely no idea how I was going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where this came from. It just came to me. Maybe I heard somebody say it. I don't know, but I adopted it if I heard it somewhere.
Okay.
And it goes like this. I must, therefore I can. If I must and I can, I will.
Right. Yeah, it is that perseverance. But remember, what drives you is learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time you learn something new, that makes you feel alive. And I believe what you do for a living and these people you talk to, that's a high for you. When you meet an intellectual equal or someone who passes you, like shares knowledge with you you never even considered, that makes you happy. You're not competitive with people, Kevin, that way. You want to be in the winning circle. You like when people do well.
You're exactly right. And, you know, last night we did open line and for the whole show. And I say on every open line show that it's one of the most fun things I do because I learn something from my audience.
Right. That's exactly right, and you never know what's going to come through. But more importantly, that's how you live your life right now. Like, I think that's what makes you get through each day since you don't have your family. I mean, your family is your world. In your numerology, that is your biggest thing. So for you to not be able to be there, but you're with them on the phone, and you're certainly your heart's with them, but you figure, if I have to be separated, I better be doing something with my life here.
Mm-hmm.
I better make a difference. That's another one for you. You do feel called to make a difference.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You are right. All right, let's talk about some other folks. But you've mentioned a couple of times now something that I would like for you to tell us what that is. You talk about our personal year cycle. What is that?
Okay, the personal year cycle, that's when you take your month and day and you reduce it to one digit. So like your August 14th?
Yes.
8 plus 1 plus 4. That becomes 13.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down to one digit. 1 plus 3 is 4. So the 4 is the first number you need. Then you take the world number. 2009, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 9 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. We know that the world numbers are 2, and that your numbers are four, mm-hmm. right, from the month of day. 4 plus 2 is 6. Mm-hmm. You're in a personal year of 6. That's a year to look at home, family, business, a job opportunity. You might have some offers come through. Now, I will say this. When you're in a personal year of 6 and you get any kind of contract, you need to make sure someone scans it, like an attorney. Don't think you've read it properly. Like, in a personal year of 6, someone could be pulling something on you, you know? And mm-hmm. you've got to make sure you really check the fine print. And that's the cycle you're in right now. Now, those cycles are also 1 through 9. So, again, if they go to numberstudy.com and click where it says numbers, if they scroll down to the bottom, it shows personal year cycle, and they can find out what cycle they're in. But when we look at, like, celebrities or politics, I always look at the cycle they're in. And on that note, I'd like to talk about Barack Obama for a moment.
Yeah, let's do.
Okay. Back in January, I always do Coast to Coast with George Norrie. I'm guessing you know who that is.
I've met him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I've done his show quite a bit. But I always do this thing at the beginning of the year and kind of talk about what I think is going to happen. And then at the end of the year, we compare notes. Mm-hmm. Well, in January, I said Barack Obama was going into a very difficult cycle for him personally. Like, he's a two-life path. It was a personal year 5, which is what he's in right now. I said it means it would be out of control, out of his control. And every time he'd try to make something happen, it wouldn't quite happen the way he hoped. Well, then, when every time he picked someone and, like, tried to appoint someone, remember how so often it turned out they had a tax problem mm-hmm. or something where they had to step down?
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine the shock for him. Mm-hmm. He didn't expect all that. He thought it would be smooth. But I knew because of the cycle, he could have some trouble. The other thing, I said the inauguration would not be smooth. I said something could go wrong because, Kevin, each day has vibration. Again, at numberslady.com, I have a calendar that tells you what each day is in numerology for you. Like, is it a good day? Is it a day to proceed with caution? Is it a natural match day? Well, that day for Barack Obama was a duality date. Or if you recall, remember when he was being sworn in, it got screwed up and they had mm-hmm. to redo it the next day?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. So do mm-hmm. you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Here I am doing it through numerology, but it just sounds very psychic because it's so accurate.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. Is there any is there an ounce of psychic stuff going on with this?
Clearly, there's psychic stuff going on with me, Glennis McCants. I mean, I am psychically in tune, but you got to understand, my tool is numbers. If I don't have that birth date and the name, I will not be accurate like I am. Mm-hmm. That is what I need to see. Now, the beauty of it is for the people listening. My book, Glennis Has Your Number, if they picked up that book today or tomorrow and they started reading people out of the book, their friends would say, oh my gosh, that's me. Why do you know that? Because I wrote it in a way that I know is accurate. So, yes, I kick it to the next level, like explaining that the inauguration day would be difficult for Barack. That's something I would know because I've done this 21 years. But my book really teaches you how to read people the way I do.
All right, let's talk about someone else that's very much in the news right now, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. I have to smile about her only because here's what happened. She is a 7 life path, and a 7, what I always say, they either thank God or think they're God. Remember? I said
yeah.
that earlier. Uh-huh. Well, she's gotten confused. What happened was, sometimes you can get drunk with power, and I don't fault her for this. I think this is human nature, right? Mm-hmm. When everything's going your way finally, where, like the Democrats, they're in charge of the House, the Senate, they can call any shot and basically without a Republican vote can pass stuff. Well, when you're the House Speaker, you get confused when you're a 7 life path because suddenly you forget that there are repercussions for what you say. The question was, did they inform you about the waterboarding? And, of course, you know, she denied it. But the worst thing she did was she said the CIA is lying.
Mm-hmm.
She said they're lying. And you know what? They're not. And the good news is it will show itself, meaning if anyone has documentation, the CIA does, right?
They either have it or they can go make it.
Say it again?
They either have it or they can make it.
Well, look, this is what I would say. The average Joe, like you and me, we can be suspicious of the CIA, the FBI, mm-hmm. the IRS, because we are the people, you know, we're amongst the masses. Mm-hmm. But when you're the House Speaker and you've been informed, there's documentation of who was there when you got the information. And more importantly, doing numbers, when someone becomes a nervous wreck, which she did become in her speaking, mm-hmm. what was shocking to Nancy wasn't the lie. She just couldn't believe she had to keep talking about it. You see, she thought she could just make a statement and walk away. And this time, it was the liberal media who said, no, we're not cleared. Are you sane? So I don't know if you caught that press conference, did you?
Yeah, I did. Now, you're saying that that flows from her being a seven.
Being a seven. See, what I can tell you about people is I can tell you, just like I defined your personality, and you said that's spot on, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you when someone lives on the positive side of a number or the negative side. And the reason I'll give you one more example of Nancy with the God trouble.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Catholic, and do you remember months ago when she said, the Catholics don't have a real opinion about abortion. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I laughed my head off because I was raised Catholic and went to Catholic school, and all I ever heard was the church's position about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So this was what I knew. Okay, Nancy's in a cycle of four, by the way. When you're in a personal year of four, it means you speak your mind, and sometimes you just don't think. Like, Kevin, when you're not happy, won't you just lay it out there? Sometimes you won't choose your words. You just call them out. You just tell them what you think. You're
yeah,
very direct.
That's right.
Well, she's in a personal year four, so what's happening is she's being a little more direct than normal, and she's getting herself in trouble. Because that's politics. That's why I don't do politics, you don't do politics, but I can look at numbers and tell you what's going on. And Nancy has herself in some trouble. It's a lesson she needs to learn in her numerology.
All right, let's talk about, let's see, one of America's favorite people, Hugo Chavez.
You know, Hugo Chavez, this is funny. He's got the five and a two. When you have a five and a two, that means you love to stir up drama. Like, he wants to make trouble. If he says something that's considered outrageous and gets headlines, that's a good day for him. He knows exactly what he's doing. See, with Nancy, she just stepped in it accidentally. This was not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
With him, it's very deliberate. And a 2-5 means schizo. Well, I shouldn't say schizophrenic. What I will say is duality. See, his 2 is loyal to his people, like whoever he thinks matters, but not to anybody else. And he really does. He doesn't want life to be smooth. You know how some people want peace, love, harmony?
Mm-hmm.
Not him. He likes the stirring of the pot. He loves to be the center of attention. That feels very comfortable for him.
Okay, we're on a roll here. Let's talk about Ahmed Dinner Jacket. I'm sorry. Ahmed Dinner Jacket.
He also, this is what I love about numerology, is you will see patterns. He also has a 2 and a 5, which means he also thrives on the drama and loves to make those outrageous statements. Notice that they share that in common.
Well, they really do. Let me tell you, that so we don't get caught, we're 10 seconds away from the next break.
Oh,
so we'll pick up with Dinner Jacket after the break, okay?
One of my favorite things is when he said there are no gay people in the Middle East. Remember that?
Yeah. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be back, folks, right after this, and we'll pick up with Ahmadinejad after this. Welcome back. And by the way, the song you just heard, if you were wondering, you know, I've played some music from Thailand. That one, that song, is in Russian. And we've got some other languages coming, so hang in there, all right? And for all of my audience in Russia, Dobrye vechi. Как дела? Привет. All right. Let's go back to Glynis McCants, and we're talking about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Correct. So what I was saying is that he's got that duality. He's got the two and the five, which means, again, the drama. But he was born on a one day, and one means fiercely competitive. So he's all about winning. And that means there will be trouble, because when you have that competitive streak, does he feel like he's in victory right now? No. He wants victory. And who do you suppose that he wants to go after?
Well, my opinion is he wants to go after everyone on the planet that has sanity.
Right, but who does he want to start with?
With us.
Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with Israel. Yeah, you're right.
Well, that we have to do something if they do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what I would say to you, he's in a personal year four, which is a challenge number two, the five. When you're in a cycle that's considered a challenge to you, it's not good, meaning he has to pay attention, because he's going to wind up in trouble. Like, he thinks he could be the victor? No. But I'll tell you the one that I'm most concerned about,
mm-hmm.
Putin.
Oh.
Mr. Prime Minister of Russia, this guy, remember I said the seven has a God complex?
Mm-hmm.
He's a seven life path, born on a 7 day, which means double, the double God problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a personal year of one, which means he will do what it takes to win. This actually is a year that he could have some sort of victory. So
do you think he's
attention? This is not easy times for any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, Barack Obama, he's a true life path, but he's a master number 11. See, when you're a master number, it means you are intelligent, like you do seek knowledge, you know, want to educate yourself, which certainly he did that with his schooling. But if a two is one who says, I don't want conflict, I want love, peace, and harmony, well, if all your enemies don't want love, peace, and harmony, what can happen?
Well, I think they can perceive you as being weak.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting? The number two is a good follower, not necessarily the leader, unless it's in their chart. Like Bill Clinton, he was a two life path like Barack, but he had a one, which was that ambitious side of him. He also had a nine for humanitarian and natural leader. So if you think about it, Barack Obama, in many ways, it was the people behind him that made this happen. We all know that's true. They didn't want Hillary, the Democrats, because they couldn't manipulate the Clintons. But to put someone in there who's literally a brand, like Barack Obama represents much more than just being a person, a
mm-hmm.
human being. But now that he's president, he has to be human. And it's going to be, you're going to see a lot of conflict. You're going to see inner turmoil in him as a person, like making promises that he can't keep. And it's not that he wants to betray the people's trust. He won't have a choice. And that's what I meant about being in a personal year of five when everything's out of control. That's what's happening. Notice that Barack is not in control. You can feel it. Every day there's a drama. When has it been smooth since January 20th?
Well, yeah, but now
he's popular. This isn't about being popular. People do, they love him. And you want to know what's interesting about that, Kevin? His birth numbers are the same as Oprah Winfrey. Well, look at her insane success and popularity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, is this a good or bad person? This is about what happens when they're put in a certain position and they're in a cycle that's not helping them.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't disagree with that mm-hmm. at all. I don't know anything about numerology other than what you're telling me. You're the first numerologist that I've ever had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with that. So what I'm about to say is not a disagreement, but it's an addendum. I can remember all the way back to Ike Eisenhower. I'm an old guy. I
right.
was born, you know, I think it was the day right after they invented dirt. And I remember all the way back to Eisenhower.
Uh-huh.
I have yet to see a president go in and come out looking healthy and alive and satisfied like
you're
he did when
that.
He went in.
It is an incredibly difficult job. And I think Barack Obama, because remember we talk about charmed lives?
Mm-hmm.
He's had a very charmed life. You have noticed, right? If you
mm-hmm.
review his life and his success, it's been pretty blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And to be president, isn't he 47?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's 47 years old, President of the United States of America, you are correct in saying this is the most difficult job in the world, and none of them, I mean, they age how many years in four?
I'm sorry, say again?
When they get out, they look 10 years older in four years.
Yeah.
It's insane what they go through. But I'm saying, for something where people kept using the sound bites of change we can believe in and the new beginning and it's going to be swell, that's what I mean. It would have been great if all those jingles worked. But this is a real job, and this is real times. And the Middle East, there's a lot of people that, even if you go out there and apologize and say, hey, we're sorry, they don't care what we say.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, the United States has done more to rescue people than any country I can think of.
Yeah, and look, you're talking to a guy that I spent my life wearing a gun.
Absolutely.
And, I say this every once in a while. I'll say it again tonight. And every time I say it, I get lots of hot email where people tell me I'm insensitive and I don't really know what's going on. Maybe they're right. It's still me, and it is what it is. And here is the saying. There is one cure for a terrorist, and that's lead in the head.
Yeah. Now, this is not funny. You know, when we consider, the way I see it, if someone's willing to take their life to take yours, they win. How about that?
That's true. If a terrorist wants you, they'll get you.
To kill you, they win. Because most people don't want to do that. So this extremism that happens, we have to be aware of. And that's why I hope for Obama, because I said to George, this would be his most difficult cycle, and that once we get to the end of the year, we'd have a sense of what kind of president he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, he goes into a cycle of six, which is compatible to his two, and I believe he will be a very different man than he is today. I do see that for him.
Let's go back to Vladimir Putin for a minute.
Yes.
Now, you said he's got two sevens.
He's got double seven, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you know this about him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you know he is former KGB.
Yes, of course,
All right. Did you know, and think of everything that you've ever heard about the KGB and everything that you ever heard and that you can imagine is true, plus some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think here in this country we would say they were really extreme.
Right.
Okay. Did you know that they turned him down? He went in and tried to become KGB. He tried to get a job with them, and they turned him down twice because they thought he was way too zealous.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. No, I did not. But that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the power of what he's got, like the way he's been buying up, isn't it natural gas? Doesn't he just own? Like, he's very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, not to mention, they were considered a superpower. Certainly when I was a kid, they were a superpower. Anyone who's been a superpower and loses that status wants to get it back. So, again, to say, listen, I'm going to work with you and I promise we can be friends, is not realistic when you're dealing with a double seven. Do you know who was the last double seven?
No.
That was famous like this?
No.
Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, how'd that work out? You see my point?
Yeah, I do see your point.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I'm sorry. And that, again, goes back to numerology of saying, okay, now, are there good sevens out there? Absolutely. But when they go to the negative, they are scary people. My other comment about them, I say they're visiting the planet. One day the spaceship will come, and they'll say, oh, thank goodness, I didn't think I was from here anyway.
I'm not really sure.
Understand.
I'm not sure any of us are from here.
Yeah, but it's funny. Number seven, I mean, anytime I've ever read a seven life path, they agree completely with that. Because sometimes they just look at humans and say, why does this matter? Why am I here?
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes I do that. I mean.
But you've got a five, honey. Just so you know, the numbers 1, 5, and 7, they're considered the mind numbers. And that means all you guys do is live in your head. But your 4 life path brings you back to people,
mm-hmm.
not your 5. If
mm-hmm.
you had, let's say you were a 5 life path born on a 5 day with a 7 attitude,
mm-hmm.
please, you'd be in a plane right now, you know, flying it. You'd be a pilot.
We have to take a break, and we'll have more with Glynis McCants when we come back. Wow. This is a lot different than I thought it would be, and I like it. I hope you do. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Quick reminder, all of the music on every Kevin Smith Show is music from independent artists. Some of them send it to us direct, and if you are an independent artist, I invite you to do that. And most of it comes from two services that we subscribe to, GarageBand.com or music.podshow.com, and you can go to either of those sites and literally fill up your iPod with great free independent music. My guest is Glynis McCants. We will open the telephone lines in just a little bit. We've got I've got a little bit more I want to talk with her about here, and then we'll open the phone lines. Glynis, not too long ago, I had as guests on this show the two authors of a book that has to do with these, they call them time prompts, and it's where people keep seeing a set of numbers.
Oh yeah.
Okay, like 1111 or 333 or something like that. You have something to say about that as well. What's the deal with that?
Well, again, and especially those that are intrigued with numbers that follow you around, the book, Glynis Has Your Number, which was the one that is still available because the new one comes out in November, there's a chapter called Numbers That Follow You Around and tells you what it means. Anytime you see a number, if it keeps coming up, it does have a message for you. Usually, you'll find that those numbers have something to do with your birthday, too. Let's say someone's born, like, in 1954. They'll say to me, I keep seeing 154 every time I look at the clock. They'll tell me that. I'm like, okay, so that has something to do with your birth numbers. But each number tells you something. 1111 is the best message of all. 1111 means the universe is wide open to whatever it is you want. Like, literally, for that full minute, you can ask for something. Like, you can say, oh, maybe you put an offer on a house. If the house I put an offer on, I get it. Or that I meet the perfect man who will love me and understand me. That I get the job I really want. That I increase my income. You literally meditate, and I suggest you say it verbally out loud, for the full minute. I've had clients use it, like 11:11 in the morning, 11:11 at night, and make things happen for themselves that have been astonishing. One of my favorite stories, Kevin, is a guy who kept proposing to this woman. Her name was Michelle. His name was Greg. He kept saying, please marry me. I love you. And she's like, you're pressuring me. I can't stand this. So they broke up. Well, he was devastated because they'd been together for several years. So what he did was at 11 in the morning, 11:11, and 11:11 at night, he just meditated that Michelle understands we belong together and that she does want to commit to me. 6 weeks passed, and she calls him out of the blue and says, you know, I've really thought about it, and I think you're right. We do belong together, and I think we should go for it. Like his words exactly from her 6 weeks later. He didn't even call her. He didn't bother her. All he did was meditate on 11:11. So that's the best message out there for the people listening, is they can take advantage of that energy and do something with it for their life. But other numbers, let's say you see 333 or 444. The number 3 is communication. It's encouraging you to speak. Like, when I see a 3, I'm like, okay, am I laughing? Where's my sense of humor? Because 3 is about humor. Mm-hmm. But then I add it up. 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9. 9 represents family. And then I say, hey, am I communicating with my family? Or is there something troubling me that I have not communicated with my family? See? Mm-hmm. It's telling you something. Then 444 means maybe there's something I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm being naive about. And it's saying pick up a book, take a class, do something so that you don't feel like you're out of your league. Then you add the whole thing up. 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. And it's saying, and then whatever it is you learn, communicate it to other people. That is the message.
Well, you know, if the universe is an expression of consciousness, and therefore consciousness is bigger than the universe, therefore the universe exists in a soup of consciousness, and consciousness then by any definition would have to be completely rational, because it whatever exists, if it is an expression of that consciousness, we can't say that it is irrational that I exist.
Right.
Okay, so rationality and numbers seem to go hand in hand. It seems almost as if consciousness is speaking through the numbers, if what you're telling us is how it works.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, even when, like, people say that when something in the universe communicates to us, it's always through mathematics. It's always a number that comes through. Mm-hmm. When there's any sound in the universe, it's a number. And mathematics, when I think of horse racing, I once heard a guy say that horse racing is mathematics in motion. And what fascinated me about that is I actually did a little research for about 6 months where I would pick the horse's number for each day, like a day that was considered a natural match to the number they were wearing. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they would win. Or coming, I should say this, I would pick the top three horses every time. So I couldn't tell you who's first and second, but always the three horses that I picked, two of them were first and second.
Well, you need to go in business down at the racetrack.
You fall into a pack of numbers. 1, 5, 7 are the mind numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2, 4, and 8, they're business-minded. 3, 6, and 9 are creative-minded. Well, honestly, the numbers 1, 5, 7 are movement numbers. Remember I said sometimes you really have to take off and have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Horses that have the 1, 5, or 7... statistically, they often win the race. Like, I would see them win on certain days that were a natural match to those numbers. And I honestly could watch these horses running, and they'd come in 7-5-1, 1-5-7, 5-7-1. And I'd just laugh and think, I cannot believe how consistent this is. So it is vibration. And here's a one I really enjoyed. In 2006, added up, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 6 is 8. There's a thing we called world number. Well, that year, the number 8 was a world number. So I come across an article that says the 8 is the winning horse. And what it was showing is that every single race, no matter what the horse's name was, it was the number 8 that kept coming in first place in the year of 8. Now, come on, Kevin.
All right.
Something's going on.
Now, that brings up the whole idea of having a lucky number. Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is. Every one of us has lucky numbers. If you, again, and I'm going to spell my name because that's a tricky name. G-L-Y-N-I-S as in Sam. Glynis Has Your Number is the book. I actually talk about lucky numbers for each life path number. Because I've gotten letters. One gal wrote me and said, Glynis, I played the lucky numbers that I got from your book and wound up winning $185,000. And it was just a pick. She would pick the numbers. She said the fifth number I had to come up with my own thing, and I picked the day I was born. Now, if you'll notice, most big lottery winners pick their birth numbers. Haven't you heard that? They say, well, I use my birth numbers, and then I use something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your birth numbers are part of your lucky numbers. They're you. They're a part of who you are. So, yeah, there are lucky numbers out there.
So if I get your book, I ought to be able to figure out how to win at least some money out of this lottery.
Well, remember, there's some numbers that win and some that don't. Like, you're a four life path. I would not encourage you to gamble. I would not encourage a four life path to gamble. First of all, I don't think four is like losing any money.
You know, you're exactly right.
I
will never risk something that I know I have to have.
Thank you. Yeah, you don't do it. But there are numbers out there. What's funny is the number 5, a 5 life path. Remember, you were born on a 5 day. But a 5 life path, they are often a gambler's. Like, they enjoy the game. And even Las Vegas, because names have numbers too. Each letter has a number.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas breaks down to a 5, which I think is very funny. Because if 5's the gambling number, isn't it perfect that Las Vegas adds up to a 5?
Yeah, it is.
And then also, 5 represents drama, never a dull moment. Well, what was their motto? Anything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always a scandal. There's always, people change when they're there. So, yeah, the number 5 is considered a gambling number. Certain people will call and say, goodness, could I gamble? Or what do you think? And I always say, you can't play with scared money. It's got to be money you're willing to let go of. You, here's something really powerful. There was a place called the Blue Bird Liquor Store in Los Angeles, and I was supposed to do this interview and talk to these people because for some reason that particular liquor store, a lot of people were winning the lottery. Well, then I interviewed some of the people that won, and one guy blew me away. He was a 7 life path, as I told you, that's a spiritual number.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would literally gamble for people that were sick in his life or poor and win money for them. So he could win for them, not for him. And he was doing it from his spiritual number.
Hmm.
See? So it is powerful. But no, when I look at your chart, I would not say, hey, go gamble.
Yeah, I don't gamble.
No,
yeah.
Not you.
Now, just let's cover one more thing, and then we'll open up the telephone lines for our audience to call in. Glennis, one of the numbers that is, I mean, everybody's got it, and that is their address. Now, does that tell us anything? Does that have any impact
on
us?
Yes, it sure does. I call this one thing I offer, it's altering your home energy. You can literally live in a home address that is toxic to you. So that's why some people say, gosh, you know, I moved to this new house and I just feel depressed. Or, gee, I moved in this new house and I feel so lonely. That's vibration. And you can learn, when you learn what, there are 3 types of numbers, either compatible, toxic, or natural match. If you find your house is considered toxic, you can alter it by putting a new number on the inside of the door. That changes the energy.
Okay, tell me about a toxic address. What would be a toxic address?
Well, like I said, each life path has numbers that are toxic. So here's me. I'm a 3 life path. The numbers that are considered, I call toxic and challenge. That's the same thing, okay?
Okay.
4, 7, 8 can challenge my vibration 3. I moved into a house of 7. Well, the house of 7 is the house of the loner. And when I moved in, I felt alone. Like I just, and I couldn't meet anybody. Like I wasn't meeting anyone. So I altered it. I picked up the number 4. I put it on the inside of the door because 7 plus 4 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. 2 is the number for love. Well, I did meet someone when I moved there. I mean, I ultimately met my husband, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it was after altering the energy, not before. So that's what you do. If the house is toxic, you got to do something to change it. The other thing, house of 5, like I have a friend, she's a doll. She's a 6 life path, but she's been married 3 times, and she lives in a house of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, but you changed that number? It's not working, honey.
Okay, I want to open up the telephone line and allow folks to call in. And, I mean, I have to tell you, just, you know, I told you that when we do open line, I love it because I always learn something from the audience. And I have to say that tonight I'm learning something that I had not been exposed to before. And I'm absolutely loving this. This is fabulous. All right, we have the telephone lines open. Let me give you the telephone numbers. These will work worldwide. 602-539-9580 or 888-223-4599. Of course, you put a 1 in front of that if you're calling internationally or long distance, you put a 1. So it'll be 1-602-539-9580, 1-888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA, you live outside of Canada, and you just don't want to make that international long distance call, you can use the flash message feature on the site. Just go over to KevinSmithShow.com, scroll down, you'll see a link that says Flash Message, and click that, and you can send me a flash message. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I don't have anything really logical to ask her.
Well, all I need is your date of birth.
My date of birth?
Yes.
It's 3/25/58.
Okay. I can just tell you who you are by the numbers.
Okay.
Okay, give me a second. 1, 2, 4, 6. All right, Terry, because you're born on a 7-day and you're a 6-life path, it means when it comes to making big decisions, you overthink it. Like you make a choice and then you walk away and say, oh gosh, was that the way to go? Your mind is relentless. It processes things quite a bit. And that's because you've got 7 and 6. 7 and 6 means confused and not sure. So the advice to someone who's born on a 7-day with a 6 life path is to just say, you know what, I made the choice and that's at the end, and walk away from it. Because just as I talked about Kevin earlier and said that he thinks a lot, like it's hard to turn off his mind, that's true for you too, Terry. And also, people think they know you. They have no clue who you are. How often do people think they have a sense of who you are and they're wrong?
Always.
Always.
I don't think people really know who I am. I have problems, being able to talk mind to mind with some people, you know.
That's right.
On a
and the reason is,
level.
Yeah, the reason it's like that, because you're an observer. Like a 7 life path, that's the part of you that's a loner, that doesn't need to be with people. But then behind it is the 6, and the 6 does want to share their life with people that matter. So it bums you out. It's like, wow, I swear I was direct. I told you what I thought. Why don't you get what I just said? That causes you frustration, but it really is in your numbers. And the good news about it, Terry, is if you started to learn some basic numerology, you could attract people who get you for the first time in your life.
That sounds great.
It doesn't it? I mean, that's what's beautiful. Yeah. For me personally, my husband, I picked him by the numbers. I made sure that his numbers were naturally matched to mine, so I didn't have to work so hard to be in a relationship. And that's the same thing with you, Terry. You don't like struggling. It's like, I just want to be happy. Why can't I just be happy? And that's your numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And Glennis, all you really need when folks call in is their birth date, right?
I need their first name and their full date of birth.
Okay. All right.
And the other thing I like to do, and this is also available at numberslady.com, there's a thing called Are We Soulmates? You know, some people want to know, should I be in this relationship or not? Is this good for me? That's something I enjoy doing. So if someone's wondering about the relationship, I would need the person who's calling, first name, date of birth, and the person they want to know about, first name, date of birth.
Okay. All right. We want to go back to the telephone, and let's see. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Hi, Jason from Macon.
Okay, Jason, we need you to speak directly into the telephone. We can barely
hear
you.
I'll try to speak up. And I guess, Glennis, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And,
hi, Jason.
My birth date is 11/2/72.
Okay, and are you dating or married?
I'm married.
Okay, do you want to look at that relationship or just you?
All kinds of things going on with everything. So
I'm sure. Well, that's
you can tell me.
Okay, just go ahead and give me her date of birth too.
Oh, 11/13/77.
Okay, and what's just her first name?
Greer.
G R E E R E.
Yes.
G R E E R.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, give me just a second here. All right, looking at you first. You were born, okay, again, what's funny about your college so far, Kevin, is you have duality. Like, you guys are complicated. Not some people, what you see is what you get. With you, Jason, they decide who you are, and they are mistaken. And I say that because you're born on a 2-day, and that's the sweet guy. Like, I bet you when you're upset, it's obvious. People can see it in your eyes. You know, you're sensitive. As a matter of fact, you're more sensitive than you want to be. Like, you don't like to feel things so deeply. But because you're born on a 2-day, that's just a part of your nature. Behind it is the number 5, which means, I got to go play now. I got to go have fun. Don't try to control me. How true is that for you, Jason?
So true.
Yes, and that's because you are a five life path. Then you have a four attitude. This is where Greer comes in. How many years have you been married?
10.
Okay, and did you have kids?
It'll be 10, June the 19th. It'll be 10.
Okay, did you have kids?
Yes, and one of our children is born on her birthday.
On 11/13?
Yes.
Okay, what year?
06.
Okay, because, again, Kevin, what makes a difference, obviously, if it's a different year, it's a different life path number,
mm-hmm.
usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. What brought you guys together, the number four is the part that wants to settle down and have a partner, okay? Greer has a six attitude. This just tells me when she feels strongly about something, she's going to tell you how it is, Jason. She's going
Correct.
To express herself. She's a three life path also, which means I call them the natural counselor. If someone's in trouble, they want to help. Does she have a lot of friends or not, your wife?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Does she always try to fix their problems, like try to help them?
Well, she's a nurse.
Well, hello. That's what we're looking for, honey. So don't you think that's someone helping people?
Correct.
Right, that's what she's doing. The point is she has to feel useful that way. She needs to feel needed, and she's nurturing. But with you, she needs to let you kind of come and go sometimes. She needs to let you have the freedom when you need to get out, let you go, and like a cat, you will be back and you'll be grateful. But if there's any feeling of being controlled, you won't be happy.
Correct.
Well, there you have it.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All righty, let's go to our next caller. And, well, caller, our phone system dumped you. I didn't, and I do apologize. I'll look into that. Maybe
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah. Okay. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, yes, it's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario. Hello, Glynis.
Hi, Kevin. And what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is March 13th, 1984.
Okay.
We actually spoke before, actually, on our different radio show.
Coast
but
to coast?
I wanted to ask, yeah, that would be the one.
Okay, go ahead.
And now here you are on Galaxy to Galaxy.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Glynis, you know, the secret societies and the Illuminati, they uh-huh. love to use a form of numerology to determine when certain events are going to take place. Does their numerology tie in any way to yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, although I just wrote a book, and it's called Love by the Numbers, that's my next book, the one after that's going to be called The God Numerology Connection. See, if you look at the Bible, there are numbers throughout the Bible, and all of the symbology of them work out to be numerology. Like, the definitions break down the same as the way I interpret. So when they pick those specific dates, like, they often use the master number 11. When you think of attacks, like 9/11, that wasn't an accidental date, Kevin.
No, absolutely not.
No, that was deliberate, because that was a 2-5 day. A lot of disasters happen with that. As a matter of fact, even when we look at things that happen, like next year will be very dramatic in numerology. So, yes, I am sure they use numerology in the choices they make and the dates they pick. No question.
Wow.
Yeah.
And one more thing, and I'll take the answer off the air. I've got the grandparents.
You're going to have to hang on. The break is taking over, and we'll get the rest of your question after the break. To the other caller, let me say, hang on. We will get to you. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Glynis McCants, and Kevin, you'll have to make it real quick.
Okay, Glynis, yes,
yes.
My niece was born on the 27th of April of this year, The grandparents are standing by, and they want to know perhaps a little quick thing on how her life is going to be, and I'll take it off the air.
Okay, wait, I didn't hear the last part of the question. Did he say he wants to just have a sense? Go ahead.
Yeah, about just a quick synopsis of what her future is going to look like.
Oh, sure, I'll tell you about who she is. All right, okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
She was born April 27, 2009. That's what he said, correct?
That's correct.
Well, here's what's funny, because I have mentioned Mercury in retrograde. Do you know that it started on April 27, 2009? So this little person came through when life got chaotic. I'd love to know more about that. As a matter of fact, Kevin, I know you're listening, so if you could email me, I'm curious how that labor went when she popped out on that particular day. She is an old soul. She's born on a 9-day. She's a 6-life path, which means she's going to be very strong. I would suggest that you either give her a sibling that she can mother, and if not, give her a little pet that she can take care of, because she will have a nurturing side of her and want to be in charge of something. I'm sure she will run your household, no question. Has a 4 attitude, which means she'll be seeking knowledge. She'll ask lots of questions when she finally starts talking. And 9-6 means creative. So make sure you put her in the creative fields. If she wants to be a little actress performer, absolutely. She's got the numbers to do well in that. If she has an idea of a company she wants to run, or she has to be in charge. That's the bottom line. Her numbers are not supposed to be under somebody else. But she's dynamic. She will be charismatic. She's going to be known for her smile, her voice, and her eyes, like a sparkle in her eyes. Powerful energy.
All right, let's go back to the phone line caller. You are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Paul from New York City.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Glennis, my numbers are 2761, my date of birth. What can you tell me about myself?
All right, born on a 7-day. Let's see. Paul. Okay, Paul. Your life path number, which is your most important number, that is the part of you that needs to figure out how to have a healthy relationship with money. There are one or two things that innate does. They either make money and put it all in the bank because they're afraid and worried about the future, or they make money and spend it and it slips through their fingers. Which one are you?
The latter.
Yeah. Okay. And then born on a 7-day, 7 is about, you literally have to look up to the sky and say, what do you want from me, God? You know, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? I mean, your mind asks those questions, and you do need those answers. You have a 9 attitude, which means people will assume you know what's going on, even if you don't. Now, what do you do for work? Are you in charge of what you do, or do you work for somebody else?
I am a retired New York City police officer.
Wow. Okay, so what are you doing with your time now? Because you've got to stay busy with those numbers you've got here. What do you do?
Well, right now I'm in real estate. I'm a real estate investor.
Okay, so here's what I want to say about that. How are you feeling about it right now? Frustrated?
Not too good.
Yeah, so here's what you do, and I mean this. Again, if you go to numberslady.com, click on the numbers link, there's a thing, and it says the power of the number 8. Because you're an 8 life path, you should use that, you see, because it's a part of who you are. But you should be doing a money affirmation daily, because the subconscious, whatever the subconscious believes, is all we get. Well, you need to make money, and your life path number is about manifesting financial security. And the words are simple. I'll give you an, I'll say this affirmation on air, and people can write it down, but most of them are going to forget, and that's why I said, go to numberslady.com because it's posted there, all right? But it's, I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. Paul, you should be saying this daily. I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. You say that 15 minutes in the morning, you'll see things turn around. Property will move. You'll get better opportunity. I promise you that. This is not hocus pocus. This is a fact. You know, I've done this over 21 years, and when I use that money affirmation, I'm good. When I stop using it, things dry up.
Well, you hit everything. You nailed everything right on the head. I'm amazed. I really
Thank
am.
You.
Thanks, Paul. All right, let's go to our next caller. And Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Clay from Arkansas.
All right, Clay.
My numbers are 1959, second month, ninth day.
Yeah, I'm. We're in that retrograde thing happening here with the phone system. So, Clay, say it again.
Okay.
I heard 1959, but what's the month and what's the day?
Second month, ninth day.
Oh, second month, ninth day?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, 2, 3. Let's see, 3, 8. And what's your first name?
Clay, C-L-A-Y.
Clay?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. First thought I have, because again, your innate life path, but I want to ask you about family. What was your relationship when you were young with your mother and father? Did you feel emotionally unsupported by?
My dad.
Your dad. Well, that took its toll on you. When I look at your chart, I know that you feel things deeply, and when someone is supportive, it goes a long way with you. And when you don't get it as a child, it kind of haunts you. You know, it's something that you think about. It pops in your head, no matter what age you are. Have you found that to be true?
That's very, very true with my life, yes.
Yes, and it's frustrating. So what I teach in the book, Glennis Has Your Number, I actually teach you how to overcome it, Clay. Like, there is that positive and negative side to a number. Well, releasing the past is one of your lessons, because once you finally can get rid of that negative voice that made you feel rejected, you're going to be a lot happier. And your life will go better for you, because right now, when things go wrong, you do feel victimized. You know, it feels like, gosh, why is this bad stuff happening to me? Don't you find that happening?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
you can overcome it. And that's the other thing, Kevin. Go ahead.
Okay. What kind of career am I going to have, or what?
Well, you know, with you, 8 means you've got to find something that feels like you can have security. And 8 also means dealing with finances. So what work have you done so far, Clay?
Not very well. I got laid off from a hospital, and I'm working on a crew that grinds up brush here in Arkansas. Basically.
Okay. All right. Do you remember what I just said to the other caller, and I made him do a money affirmation? Do you remember we just did that?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Where I said, I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. See, Kevin, you've had 2 8 life paths call in a row, mm-hmm. and it's common for a number. There's like a number pattern here that I look at. Clay, if you could start affirming that money, go to numberslady.com, because I put it there for you to read. You could change this, because right now you're used to the negative. You're used to life not being fair to you. It's like, gosh darn it, I can't get a break. That's the negative side of the number 8. When you do some healing, Clay, you will feel so much better, and then you'll actually go, you know what? There's something I can do with my life. I am a useful person.
How is the best way to heal?
Affirmations. To repeat a positive over and over. Now, Clay, where do you live? What state?
Arkansas.
Okay. You go to my website, numberslady.com, and you email me your address. I'm going to send you something that will change your life. I promise.
Okay.
Just give me your address where you want me to send it. Put your first and last name, and I will send you something that will help reprogram the negative thoughts, get rid of them so that you can be happy. Because right now, you're living under a black cloud.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have my brother email. It might be tomorrow. It might be tomorrow. I think he's awake right now, but
Okay, in the subject matter, just say, hi, it's Clay. Put that in the subject matter so I know it's you, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. All right.
Do you get it? When you look at the, I mean, obviously you're hearing me read people and they're dead on.
Yeah.
They're not my friends. We're not hanging out. And they're from all over the world. But numbers are universal. the interpretation is true no matter where they are or where they're from?
Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, virtually everyone who's called has said, yeah, you really hit it.
Yes.
Now, let me say something to our audience very quickly. Folks, the telephone system at this moment is demon-possessed. I'm answering calls, and as soon as I put you on hold, it's dropping you. I'm not doing that. I will check into it over the weekend. I apologize, but we just have to deal with it. All right, let's go to the phone line. We finally succeeded in getting somebody on hold here. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, Chris.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Glynis.
Hi.
Hey, my birthday is 8/23/1971.
Okay, Chris, speak directly into the phone. We can barely hear you.
I'm sorry about that. 8/23/1971.
And are you in a relationship?
I am indeed.
Okay, why don't we look at that, too? What's the date of birth?
It is 2/14/75.
Okay.
Or 2/16/75. I'm sorry, my wife is going to beat my butt.
I was going to say, born on Valentine's Day. That makes you really not forget that day, if that were true.
Yeah.
All right, 2/16, what year?
75.
75. Okay, and what's the first name for her?
Nikki.
Okay, 1 second. 9/4 life path. 4, 5, 8. Okay, so she's a 4, and so are you. Well, this is what you do. You look at the life path number first, and what you hope in numerology, there are three numbers, either a natural match, which means a natural rapport. Challenge means no matter what you say, it's a misinterpretation, and compatible means you learn to agree to disagree. Your life path number, Chris, with Nikki is a natural match. So that part's as it should be. The day you're born on a 5-day, she's born on a 7-day, natural match. Your attitude number, yours is a 4, hers is a 9, and that's where there's a challenge. So there can be misinterpretation when you communicate. I'm sure you know that's true.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we
but
love
still,
each other, but there are a little difficulties.
Yeah, how many years have you been together?
10 years.
And you okay? When did you get married? How many years ago? Or
it was on Halloween, 1999.
Okay, so it's been 10 years of marriage.
Correct.
Okay, well, what I want to say is the number 4 is the number that settles down, but as I said to Kevin earlier, the 4 and the 8 often feel they have difficult lessons to learn, so the key to this relationship is to find a way to keep your sense of humor, and then the 5 and the 7 tells me, are you guys able to get out of your regular environment? Do you guys get to take little trips together?
Not as much as we'd like right now.
Well, you have to, Chris. Like, if you were to say to me, okay, Glynis.
I know.
Yeah, but if you said, how do I get this back on track, or how do I create more romance and love and all that in this relationship, I'd say you got to get away. Even if it's just for the weekend to a nice hotel that had a discount, it's worth it.
All right. Hate to do it. We have to take a break, and we'll take more calls on the other side of this break. More with Glynis McCants. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We got a couple of callers on hold, so let's bring one right on up. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Okay, that one is not there. So let's bring this one up. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix. How are you doing tonight?
Outstanding, Don.
Hi, Glynis.
Hi.
Yeah, I was born 5/21/1951.
Okay.
I'm older than Kevin, so I'm older than dirt.
You guys, you're in your 50s, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, humans, my mother-in-law just got remarried at 81, so I'm not buying this older than dirt in their 50s.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about, though. I'm really only 18. I just have a lot of miles.
So, you know, I'm older than him, so I figure I've got to be older than dirt.
And go ahead. What is the question? Do you have a relationship or do you have a question?
Well, yeah, I've been married over 30 years.
How many kids, Don?
No kids.
Interesting. Do you have pets that wear clothes?
No, thanks God, no. I got pets, I guess, but no pets that wear clothes.
Right. But seriously, what it is, I mean, if you do have pets, they wind up becoming your children when you have a sixth life path. And also, have you been able to be in charge of a company, or have you had to work for someone else?
No, my wife works, and I'm the publisher for the Alien Seeker News.
Okay, so you're doing something creative, and you're in charge of it.
Yes.
Perfect. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're born on a 3-day, and you're a sixth life path. That's creative energy. So if you didn't use those creative juices, you wouldn't be happy. Is that growing, what you're working on right now? Is it getting bigger?
Yes, it is. It's growing. And Kevin and I advertised this for me, and we watched each other grow since I've been with Kevin for the last 3 years. So, yes,
good.
And Kevin's helped out a great deal. And
good, because you also are in a personal year of one right now, which means you're kind of looking at your life going, okay, what can I do to get into the driver's seat of my life? That's the cycle you're in. So what steps would you say you're taking this year to do that?
Not just continuing trying to increase my website, watch it grow, and just trying to be more creative. Like you say, I am a very creative person.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always got to be doing something creative.
Right. The numbers 3, 6, 9 are all creative-minded, so that means your mind's always kind of figuring out, okay, what do I do to make this fun, entertaining, what could be different? It really keeps the creative juices flowing within you and makes you happy. Like, if you had to do just a regular job, you'd be miserable.
I know that. Yeah, I've been there and done that, so, yes, I know what you mean.
You want to look at your wife?
Sure.
What's her birthday?
Her name is Andrea, 10-8-52. 10-8-52-8-9.
Well, okay. Andrea is strong. What you see is what you get. She certainly lets you know what she thinks. She's not going to keep it to herself. And she is a hard worker. Like, you know, what's good about you, you kind of believe in magic, Don. You know, born on a 3-day, it's like you just know that ultimately it's all going to turn out great. Andrea is more concerned about the bottom line. Going back to A plus B must equal C, she's got that 8. That, what's her company? What does she do for work?
She's an accountant, and you are right on the money. She works 2 jobs. She's always been a workaholic.
That's right. And you know why? Because an 8 cares deeply about the financial security. So when, you know, if you wanted to be sexy, you could dress up as a $100 bill. I mean, she likes to see some green. Puts her in a good mood. So when she's working, she feels like, okay, I'm on track, because she's definitely planning for your future. I think the blessing here is that she's been supportive of you.
Very much so.
Yeah, she wants this thing to take off, and she is intrigued by it, and here's why. She's born on an 8-day, she's an 8 life path, but she's got a 9 attitude. 9 is the humanitarian, so she knows that the what's going on with our world, it's bigger than what meets the eye, and it sounds like what you're involved in takes a look at that.
Yeah, you are right.
Well, she loves that.
I tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's why it works. That's why this relationship is working.
Hey, if you get a chance, I know you've done the other leaders of countries. Do George W. Bush, if you get a chance.
Oh, I got his numbers by heart. 666. Write that down. Comedy!
Oh, really?
I'm teasing. Not at all. I love to say that, though, because people get a kick out of 666. But he really is a sixth life path born on a 6-day. And here's what I would tell you about George Bush. And I always said this about him as president. when you're a sixth life path, it's like king of the castle. You really, he was protecting this country, and he felt the decisions he made were for the best. Like, he was genuine. You know, some people manipulate and try to get us to do it their way for their own power. That's not what he was doing. Like, when people talk about, okay, did he keep the country safe? You'd have to say yes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Right, and that's the number six that did it. It's like, as a matter of fact, when there's a crisis, they're actually at their best. Like when 9/11 happened, if you think about it, that's when his approval ratings went through the ceiling because suddenly you felt like he's president and he's going to protect us. What's interesting is Rudy Giuliani is also a sixth life path. And when 9/11 happened, do you remember how celebrated he was too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. And I do think down the line, history is going to rewrite itself a bit. Like, it became very fashionable to rip Bush to shreds. People thought that was amusing. I have to tell you, I'm an independent. I voted on both sides of the aisle. I never think it's funny ripping a president to shreds. I just don't. And I know that this, you know, with his parents and his whole history, he was doing the best he could. The problem is, when you're a sixth life path, there is a little bit of a king complex. Like, having others tell you what to do, not comfortable. When they have their mind made up, they stick with it.
All right, Glennis, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to read a flash message that we received here from the United Kingdom. This is from Steve. It says, does this tie into synchronicity?
Absolutely. Synchronization, what he's really talking about is, like, example, you think of a friend, the phone rings, and it's your friend. When you start tapping into numbers, you are able to understand people instantly, and that puts you in sync automatically. Like, here I am tonight, Kevin, talking to everybody, yet I'm able to zoom right into them, tap right into what's going on, and it's numbers. So he is correct in saying synchronization is a part of this. I also want to say something, though, because obviously I am inviting these people to numberslady.com. That's why I'm there. There's a free newsletter. You know, they can just put their email in, and I send out a newsletter through the email every month. It tells them how to handle each month. Like when we're in the month of May, I tell you what it means, how to get the most out of it, and I also counsel you. You can ask me questions, and I give you advice by the numbers.
Okay, outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I look, we're winding down in the final seconds here. Well, we got about a minute. But I got to tell you, this has been, for me, absolutely astounding. And I didn't know what to expect.
World. Well, it's funny. People really don't know about numerology. I mean, they know the basics, but when you listen to someone who's lived it as long as I have and researched it the way I have, it brings things to life. Every event has numbers, so there's always a story behind everything that happens.
Well, I can tell you, after having you here on this show and hearing from you what I have heard, I have got to check into this numerology a bit more.
Yes.
And I will be doing that. And I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Just stay on the phone with me for a moment, if you will. The website to go to is numberslady.com. Numberslady.com. Numberlady.com. All right. And we will link her picture to her site. We just had hair-raising things happening. We'll get that linked up. And you can just click the picture on my site, and it'll take you to her site. Well, it's the end of another fabulous week and another fabulous show here at the Kevin Smith Show. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.